Now, any other business by any chance? Wonderful. We're moving on now to the importance of building successful relationships with student chapters. We have J.R. Rochester from the Charlotte chapter. He is a communications and social media practitioner based out of Charlotte, North Carolina, and has a passion for digital communication, social media, interpersonal communications, and international relations. He is a wonderful person to speak with and has a lot of experience in planning and implementing digital project marketing strategies. And he works with is a graduate from East Carolina University School of Communications and is a member of our Charlotte chapter. Currently, he serves on the board as a board member for Social Media Charlotte, a formal national board member for the new professional section of PRSA, so that comes in handy great for today's topic. And he's a former member of the National Committee member for PRSSA. So, JR, if you would just lead us in our discussion, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. I don't know who I've met and who I haven't, but I'm sure I have at some point. Get a little more information. I work for Singley Mackey in L.A., but I'm based out of Charlotte, so I work from home. So I rarely have to put on pants. It's pretty fantastic. Specifically, though, I am I'm a director at large for the Charlotte chapter. I'm over the communications committee, and I also co-chair the PRSA liaison role with Natalia Flores. And being a semi-new professional, I'm a 33-year-old, but I went to college at 25. I was in the Army for a long time, and so I went later. So when I went into college, I went full-time, like head-in. I did PRSSA and ended up being on the National Committee. So coming out a little older, having experience in other areas, I was a new pro, but not a new pro. I was kind of an enigma a little bit because I didn't know I was a noob cake considering in, like, the communications field and PR world, but I wasn't in professional behavior and manner and leadership, especially moving towards, like, guiding and having subordinates and teaching them life lessons versus professional lessons. So it was a very interesting place to be. I ended up in 2011 and 12 on the PRSSA National Committee, and it was a wealth of knowledge. So I graduated in 2012. I ended up moving to Charlotte, and I offered to volunteer because I wanted to continue my relationship with PRSA, and that's kind of how we have. We have two chapters. We sponsor the Western Carolina PRSSA and then the University of North Carolina at Charlotte. Natalia and myself, one thing that I brought to the chapter that we discussed prior to my assistance with Natalia on our relationship building, when I was in PRSSA as, you know, an adult in college, our relationship sucked. It was terrible. We had terrible professional advisors that never came to any meetings. They always said they did to PRSA. They did not help us in any way, shape, or form. Our academic advisor was also fairly poor and was more interested in hanging out with the women than actually being an adult leader for a chapter. And that is something that I found absolutely deplorable and did not want to see that happen here. And I wanted to engage with our chapters and keep them, provide them, you know, you're supposed to provide financial support. We understand how important that is. Everybody's been to college. You're broke. You eat ramen, et cetera, et cetera. And there's, you know, it costs money to go to conferences. It costs money to have different abilities sometimes. You have to apply, and sometimes it costs to put in applications for different kind of pre-professional opportunities. So past the fiscal issue, I wanted to be as a chapter for our Charlotte chapter to our students that, yes, UNCC is here and it's in town. The Western's not. It's 2.5 to 3.5 hours away depending on traffic. So how do we provide what we provide for UNCC also for Western? And, you know, technology is a wonderful thing. We can Skype. We can have conference calls. We can do Google Plus Hangout. But really it came down to being present. Not necessarily physically present because it's a lot harder. We do go up once a semester to Western. Our current president, Christy Phillips Brown, is a Western graduate. So we leverage that, those connections to know the process. They know potentially the school and what they're dealing with. But Western has relaunched. They didn't have a chapter for a couple of years. And they relaunched. They have a new academic advisor. So it's really being present. We, a person who is a part of our new pros committee here in Charlotte, they developed a mentorship program. So just like we have nationally, where you can have a mentor that's not necessarily in your state, in our district, it could be, but don't, we offered that. That was a new thing. So new professionals who are recently graduated, we connect and become mentors to the students who are almost ready to graduate or aren't, and they're freshmen, and they're just finding out. And it isn't limited to the new professionals. We opened it up to our chapter wide. So we have senior practitioners who have over 30 years in and everything in between as mentors. I have two students personally that at UNCC, and I have one at Western that I mentor. It was just it's very important to me to provide what I never got and could, and I was old enough to kind of see it versus some of the other students who really didn't notice it until you bring it up. Oh, well, did your advisor do this? Did you know at all that you even have a sponsor PRSA chapter? And that was something when I was at ECU that I didn't even know. So I know I'm kind of all over the board here, but I was trying to quickly get through it. But I wanted to kind of have a discussion more so than me just talking and hear my own voice. How many chapters do you guys support, and what are some of the challenges you face? Do you offer like a mentorship program? Do you actually engage your members versus it always leading it up to like board of directors and the liaison to be associated? Do you invite them into your meetings to volunteer and like be greeters? That networking and practicing your pitch, practicing your handshake, those are all important things that we all know as professionals, but sometimes get lost in translation when you're still a student. Or there's just so much going on, you're like, it's kind of overwhelming. So I kind of want to leave it open to you guys to answer any questions you have about your particular program or any questions you have specifically for us and how we do it.
This is Becky. I'll put on my volunteer chapter hat here. We have a relationship with the University of Tennessee. There are a few other colleges in our community that also have public relations programs that we probably need to do a better job of engaging with, but we do devote a lot of resources to the UT relationship. And we have done mentoring programs, but we have found that even with the practitioner being engaged and being the one taking the lead there, that they kind of dwindle down. They don't continue to keep connecting after the first couple of meetings.
Yes.
Give me kind of some suggestions on how we might continue to make that more of a cemented relationship.
I mean, I told you about the mentorship thing. I feel like that has been wildly successful from the students' perspective because we get their feedback. And then also from a membership perspective, because it allows them, they know what's going on. So in Charlotte, we have a newsletter that goes out every month, and we include a section of that is specifically for the students. It is events coming up, needs that the chapter has, and it's kind of a call to action to all our members to say, hey, can somebody step up and provide blank, whatever it is, for whatever date, instead of leaving it to 2 to 3 people. When everybody's it's present and it's, in your sight, kind of in your mind, your thought is everybody's pumped up. You have great intentions, but keeping it up, like you were saying, is kind of hard. That has really actually allowed us to maintain a healthy conversation with our chapters, and that's Western included with UNCC. It gives them, because we have a pretty diverse chapter. We have, a lot of men in the profession. We have a lot of diverse in age and diverse in race and where they work and what section they're in, whether it's healthcare, finance, nonprofit, independent like myself. other, you know, we have a lot of that, and it allows the students to learn from different, professionals in different fields and have different backgrounds. I think that it's been wildly successful for our two chapters. I hope I answered the question.
You did.
This is Brad in the Tri-Cities. We've actually had some outreach from a PR class and a PR professor at a community college, and their understanding is that they can't form their own chapter, and I'm wondering if any other chapters have engaged community college students at this level.
We have, and not just community college. Johnson & Wales, there's several private colleges here in Charlotte, and we have taken students that don't have a PRSSA chapter, and one thing you can actually tell them, they can actually belong to another PRSSA chapter just as kind of like, how did that work? We had several of these EUs that
went to community.
But
it's called
also,
affiliate. It's affiliate membership.
Yeah, affiliate, yeah. So they
yeah,
can.
They pay
can
a little bit more. They pay $85 instead of the $50.
Yeah, instead, yeah. That's exactly right. And we had that, and we've also encouraged that for the students that don't have their own chapter. And we set them up because Johnson & Wales has a very small communication program that there's only a few literal people who are in it. And so we generally pair them up with somebody and have them be kind of like that. That is their internship and their mentor relationship and mentoree relationship has been specific to that. And then walk them through the ropes. Hey, you don't have an actual chapter, but you can. And you can participate with another chapter and even go to their meetings if it makes sense locally. Or really get them involved nationally. So PRSSA nationally, they have so many opportunities to write, to submit news articles, to volunteer. They can still go to the national conference or assembly. They can end up running for the national committee. So letting them know what opportunities they can have, even though they don't have a specific chapter, is a very, very viable option. At least from a chapter perspective, whether you give them a mentor or not, you can at least provide them the information that they may have lacking or are lacking.
Great. Thank you.
This is Jessica from the PRSA Lookout chapter. Can you talk a little bit more about that affiliate membership? Do they have to be a communication major, or can it be someone in the marketing who's just interested in learning more about communications?
It can be anyone. They don't even have to be in the field at all. They can go for accounting, and they can still be a member. The difference is if depending on their location and where they are, whether it makes sense to have them become an affiliate member of PRSSA, yes, the answer is always yes. It doesn't matter where they are. But to actually belong to as an affiliate member to a particular chapter, not necessarily. Because they can be an affiliate member with no home chapter and just they are a PRSSA member while they're in college. So we had several when I was at ACU that had either failed out of ACU because they were not ready for college or partying too much, but they still had goals, they still had ambitions, and they were working their way to come back to the university. And so they came to all the meetings even though they were enrolled in community college outside Greenville, North Carolina. So we've had that. I've also, when I was on the national committee, I was the vice president of advocacy, so I worked with a lot of chapters around the nation on ethics and diversity. And one of the things I worked hand-in-hand with Vanessa from Utah, she was the VP of membership, and that is something we were really, most PRSSA chapters don't really know what that is. Or the leadership team knows, graduates, and it kind of doesn't get transitioned. In the military, we call it a right seat ride, where you have somebody who's going on patrols with you, you teach them the ropes. It is a right seat ride. They sit next to you. You show them how things are done appropriately and for safety. And kind of it translates absolutely as a transition document. Either at a chapter, you can build that information and maintain it, because it's already provided on prssa.org for them. Or, so you can either create a kind of easier access to for your chapter, for new pros, and for your students that you support. You can build that information for them. So if, like the gentleman said earlier, he's been approached by a communications professor for a community college, you have kind of a packet of information to go, hey, I know you don't have a chapter, but these are your options. You can still belong to this. This can shape your future. The networking is important. You have a very pristine list of internships that are on the job center. You can practice your writing and editing and become published in a very easy, I would say, in a way, an easier format than just looking at your campus newsletter or your campus newspaper, whatever that affiliate is. So, and it's considered as a national publication, which is fantastic. That's, you know, so there's a lot there, and it is a little bit intimidating. If anybody has gone to prssa.org, you know, I was a little older when I was in college, so I wasn't afraid to dig for information. I already knew how. The Army is wonderful at have the best way to say that. No one takes care of you but you. So it's pretty awesome. I already had that foundation of going, well, I need to find out where the information is. Let me dig for it. It's not going to be handed to me. I know this, so let me go for it. But not everybody has that mentality. Not all the students are really framed that way. Some people are a lot more timid than myself or other people. They may be introverted communicators. And they're great at what they do, but they're not as extroverted, and they're not kind of out there. So that might be a really good option, is to glean that information, especially at least the big stuff about becoming an associate member, and also leveraging the website and the national committee. Get them connected with the VP of membership and say, hey, we're here in whatever state. We're part of the Southeast District. We want to support these students. They don't have a chapter. Can you get them squared away? At least be that door opener. Provide a path of least resistance in life. That makes sense. Was that helpful?
Yes, that was helpful, because I was a PRSSA student at UT Knoxville and have served as the PRSSA liaison for a number of years. And I wasn't familiar with that. I mean, I know all the associate membership tiers and things like that, but mm-hmm. I didn't know really about the affiliate membership. So I will definitely promote that in our area.
Yeah, it's also really great to leverage your new professional. Whether you're a smaller chapter or a larger chapter, it really doesn't matter. But the difference is the amount of people. You might, if you're a smaller chapter, and you may not have that many new pros in your area, but it's important to get them involved, and that is an easy, easy bridge for someone who's, yeah, they graduated college, but they're still on their path. They're starting their journey in this profession. Whether they stay in it, whether they change, I mean, I was a strong-willed man who just knew that I was going to be in international relations for PR, which is not the case at all. I'm fairly talented at digital communication, and that's where I thrive, and that's where I worked. But my opinion was, I've been to war, I've been around the world, I'm fluent in two languages, this is where I'm supposed to be. Not the case. And without PRSSA and PRSA and some of the mentors I have, like I know Dr. Joe very well, and Stephen Brown in Atlanta, and then I know Scott Hale in Phoenix, and then I have another mentor here. Everybody provides me different points of view and helps ground me and tell me when I'm jacking things up, because I'm strong-willed and sometimes hard-headed. So those kind of being that door opener and saying, hey, I know you're just starting. We welcome you into our chapter. Hopefully this is the beginning of a very long, positive relationship you have with the society in general. So I would definitely leverage the young new, you know, fresh blood, so to speak, that comes in and out of the chapters. So they're not as intimidated to go up to people who've been in the profession for 30 years that have literally started on typewriters and moved forward to how these are now. You know what I mean? It's very intimidating sometimes. I mean, I was a little older, and I was kind of used to that climate because I worked for some very high-level command. But somebody who's 18 and maybe more timid, or 21 when they graduate, they might not be as vocal as I am. They might not be as just a lot more fearful. You know, yeah. Fear is all based in not in knowledge or the lack thereof. So if you extend that kind of open arm, and that's the students and the new pros, it really will generate some positive movement in the chapter. You'll identify some really strong leaders who, even internally for them, they didn't know they had leadership potential. Maybe it's something they've never been challenged for, and you can identify that.
Hey, JR, it's Kelly. I wanted to throw out another idea of something that we are doing in South Carolina this year. We have a well-established awards program, and the GAPIC, I look forward to providing you some feedback on what we're doing here. And in the past, you know, for many, many years, we have had students from the University of South Carolina enter our regular professional competition. They've actually done very, very well in that competition. And so what we're doing this year is we've expanded a full student competition. We have what's called the Mercury Awards, and so students from any college or university in South Carolina, whether there is a PRSSA chapter there or not, will be eligible to enter our competition, and student entries will be judged against student entries, professional entries against professional entries. So it's given us a great opportunity to do some outreach to other institutions of higher education, where we know that there are PR people, there might be a communications curriculum, but not an official PRSSA chapter. So it's the first year we're doing this. I've already got some good feedback from some of the colleges that we've reached out to. So can't tell you yet how many entries we'll end up pulling in, but it is one way that we are starting to do a little bit of outreach beyond PRSSA and hoping that maybe that gives us an opportunity to lay some groundwork down the road for helping to start to do PRSSA chapters.
That's awesome. And will you send me that? Because I'm going to steal it.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Go right ahead.
Great idea.
Yeah, we started, we started the Queen City Awards. So we've always done three awards. We did the Young Pro Award, the Pegasus Award, and the Infinity Award. We've always done that, but we didn't have campaign awards. And adding a student aspect, I think, would absolutely be pretty kick-a, in my opinion. So, yeah, absolutely, I would love to see that. I think that's fantastic. Because you said you reach out, you know, extended past PRSSA. I have really good friends in PRSA now. They had a chapter. They weren't part of PRSSA in college. They didn't know what it was, really. Or they did and just didn't. So, and they're great, consummate professionals, and they do a lot for PRSA in general. So, yeah, I think that's great that you guys are getting that. Because not everybody, I personally think that marketing, if you're in marketing, I mean, this is me being bougie, but I think you should have to come from the PR side. It isn't all about the sale. It's about the story which guides the sale, in my opinion. That's me. Does anybody else have anything or have any questions? Or you can ask me pretty much anything.
This is Becky again. What do you see as the biggest challenge for chapters right now coming down the pike of keeping a student chapter engaged with a professional chapter?
Probably the biggest is they don't understand, because you know how college is a whirlwind.
Right.
They don't understand that we are not on their time frame. So sending me a message at 11:30 at night when you're in the library cramming is not necessarily the best time. Now, me, I'm a night owl. I'll be up. But sending it to the president of the chapter, probably not a great idea. They'll remember your name, but it's kind of like when I was a drill sergeant. If I knew your name, that was a problem. It's kind of like that. It won't be a positive first impression. It will be a lesson. So letting them know, you know, hey, we need advance notice, and I don't by advance, I do not mean 24 hours. I mean more like 124 hours, you know, and et cetera. So getting them to understand planning ahead is really, really important. That is something that I'm working with both presidents for. The new one at Western and Jasmine in Charlotte is amazing. She is phenomenal. And her biggest challenge, I said, hey, I know your biggest challenge is time frame. Everybody has a million things. PRSFA isn't the only thing that they're into in college. We know this. It's life, it's classes, it's significant others, it's sports, it's literally everything. So how do you make it easier on your leadership as the transitions happen? Because people don't always stay on the same path in college. You don't always graduate in May. There is a December graduation. There are summer graduations. There are summer graduations. So how do you maintain that leadership? Really helping them with that plan also, I'd say, is big. Those are the two things. Helping them understand that we are not on their time frame and that we need a lead so we can provide the best support we is possible would be very challenging. And then also helping them to learn how to pre-plan. Because Jasmine had never written, hey, we're doing programming for the fall. It doesn't exist yet. But when they want somebody awesome to come speak, that maybe, so like, they heard from Dr. Joe at conference at ICON in Atlanta this year. I had a lot of students go, oh, you know him. Yes, I do. Can we bring him here? Can you introduce me? I'm like, he's a very busy man. So if that's the case, you plan 6 months out or whoever it is. So, you know, regardless, leverage the people that are in your chapter or you know outside that are in the district. If they are willing to help, you know, sometimes the students raise enough money to get the speaker there, but they can't pay them a speaking fee. Well, that's awesome. You pay for their flight, you're golden, and their hotel. Done.
Yeah.
You know, letting them know that, if they're willing, of course, and all that. But you're not going, hey, by the way, Dr. Joe, can you show up in February the first week in Charlotte for a PRS statement? You know, it's like, hey, not a champ. How about you know Denver? So really teaching them that is probably fairly difficult because I did the same thing. ECU, we had a regional conference is what they were called, it changed names. They're now regional conferences. But regional conference, we hosted the first one ever for ECU the year that I was vice president. I think it was spring 2011. And over my Christmas break, I was still trying to get speakers, and that's horrid, truthfully. I mean, yeah, it's 3 months away, but we should have had that. And so I know from a personal experience of being an idiot and also trying to help them understand that concept of let's work as far ahead as possible. It makes everything easier. Whatever leadership changes in the chapter at whatever school it is, they go, hey, we already have this semester planned. We're planning the next semester for the next guy. Oh, it goes so smooth, and it's less stressful, and you drop a lot of the political BS that comes up in college. I don't like her, I don't like him, and all that. Oh, it kills it. It's awesome. It really helps knit that kind of family mentality with everybody, and knowing, hey, this is a competition, but kind of not really. I don't know everything. I ask my friends around the country, especially via Twitter, for help when I don't know things. And it's the fastest, cheapest, and most awesome resource, in my opinion. It also lets you keep talking to people. We preach about transparency and maintaining relationships with people, especially if you're not in the current area, to the student, but we don't practice it. You know, we're a hypocrite in a way. We're saying, hey, you should do this, but I'm not willing to do it as a grown-up and as a professional. You do as I say, not as I do kind of thing. So it really holds everyone accountable, and you can be a leader to these students by example, not just words.
Gotcha. That.
Sorry, get on the soapbox. My bad.
Go for it, man. Go for it. Outstanding.
Well, JR, thank you so much. We're getting ready to hit our hour mark. I can't believe it. It's gone by so fast this afternoon. I greatly appreciate all the insight that you provided us with the relationships to student chapters. And I know that we have a lot of things that we can take from this call. And I know people are going to be downloading and listening to this coming forward. So thank you all for joining us today. Our next call is going to be on February the 18th at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central Time. I appreciate you all joining us today, and just be looking for those minutes. They're not going to be traditional minutes, mind you. It'll be minutes with updates and announcements on it with all the key information that we said to refer back to. So be looking for those. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Well, if anybody wants to reach out, it's all my stuff at TrulyJR. That's my Gmail, that's Twitter, everything.
Okay, great. I'll add that if you don't mind to our minutes, and that way they'll have the resource.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you all. You have a blessed day.